Section 3. What you can do now. Discover the best breakthrough tools today in maximizing energy, optimizing our hormones, and transforming your vitality and strength, including the power of peptides, hormones, and key nutraceuticals. The most powerful tools available to eliminate pain once and for all, without surgery or medication, by addressing the source of pain instead of just treating the symptoms. Uncover how a handful of low-risk lifestyle choices can literally add 12 or more years to your life. Discover the third pillar of health, sleep, and how to increase your daily focus, boost your mood, and experience greater vitality without caffeine or other stimulants. Simple tools and techniques to increase your strength and muscle mass, boost your metabolism, and increase your bone density up to 14%. The latest anti-aging breakthroughs in beauty to help you look and feel your best. Discover the latest breakthroughs and empowering solutions for women to live full, healthy, and vibrant lives. Chapter 10. Your Ultimate Vitality Pharmacy. The power of peptides, metformin, hormones, NAD+, and key nutraceuticals. Every man desires to live long, but no man would be old. Jonathan Swift. It's been quite a journey so far, wouldn't you agree? We've heard firsthand from our scientific heroes on some of the boldest regenerative breakthroughs that are currently in clinics and others that are following close behind, moving through clinical trial pipelines. From stem cells to CAR T cells to the wondrous Wnt pathway, some of these amazing therapies are approved and available today. Others are charging through clinical trials and should be widely accessible within 2 or 3 years. Before the decade is out, the doctors and researchers we've interviewed are convinced that they'll transform the face of everyday medicine, of how we age and how we heal. Now, are you up for a brief but important detour? Let's pivot to some vitality-enhancing and health-span-extending remedies on the market right now, accessible for anyone ready and willing to take action. To be clear, this chapter is not giving you medical advice. Before you begin using any of these therapies, it's always important and appropriate to seek the guidance and supervision of an expert physician. Your Ultimate Vitality Pharmacy contains a wealth of options to turn back your biological clock and make you feel more vibrant and alive. We're talking about concrete steps you can take today to retrieve the energy and pain-free functionality, even the appearance, of youth. Peter and I were committed to finding an expert in nutraceuticals, someone we could trust to be at the unique intersection of clinical, regulatory, and ingredient expertise. And we were fortunate to know Dr. Hector Lopez, MD, who we trust with our own supplement lists. Not only does Hector have a diverse medical background in sports medicine, nutritional biochemistry, and integrative and regenerative medicine, he is now primarily focused as a research scientist on dietary supplements and foods. His deep expertise spans a decade as a physician scientist and then transitioning away from medicine for the last 15 years as a leader in ingredient innovation, clinical research, regulatory safety, and more recently, AI machine learning-driven natural product technologies. Worried that a supplement may not be safe or pure? So were we, which is why we turned to Dr. Lopez. Hector is a key opinion leader in safety and regulation. He has co-founded companies to further clinical research in the supplement space, as well as a major regulatory compliance company. Even more so, he holds the expertise to discover, develop, and bring new bioactive compounds to market for licensing. Think dietary supplements, food ingredients, beverages, and natural products. He oversees signing off on the safety of these ingredients. Personally, he's given me an unfair advantage in a very complex and sometimes confusing ocean of supplements and health claims. For a taste of what's in store in this chapter, here are the most promising therapeutics and medications you'll learn about that have the potential to change your life for the better. 1. Have you heard of peptides, those bioactive molecules that build lean muscle mass and revitalize sexual desire and function in both men and women? Surprisingly, They're modeled after many proteins found in common foods, and their safety profile is outstanding. 2. You'll learn about a widely prescribed pennies per dose medication that safely treats and prevents diabetes, and experts say just might protect you from cancer, heart disease, and Alzheimer's. 3. We'll explore how restoring your hormones to an optimal level can revitalize you and strip years away from your biological age. 4. Are you aware that widely available dietary supplements are demonstrating tangible benefits for cellular longevity, health span, and a peak performance lifestyle, both inside and outside the gym? Many of them are used by high-level athletes, and now promising science is emerging on their crossover benefits for healthy and vital aging for the rest of us. As you'll see, some of these tools are sold as over-the-counter supplements where the FDA regulations don't require pre-market approval. Others, classed as medicines, are already FDA approved, and they simply require a physician's prescription. If you want more information, you can always visit lifeforce.com, where we have telemedicine physicians who can work with you to understand your needs and provide you with guidance. Because Peter and I are always looking for the cutting edge, every time that we see a breakthrough study, our first call is to our colleague, Dr. Lopez, in order to draw on his deep experience in ingredient innovation, supplement safety, quality assurance, and clinical research. That's how he's become a leader in developing breakthrough next-generation nutraceuticals. Peter and I use the nutraceuticals he created for our own personal regimen, and we don't utilize anything without his analysis. For that reason, we've asked him to join us in advising on this chapter to make sure that we can bring you the best scientifically sound insights in the areas of energy, strength, and longevity. Here is the roadmap for the chapter ahead. We'll be diving into what we consider the 5 key therapeutic areas that you can focus on today to increase your energy and vitality. 1. Peptides. 2. Metformin. 3. Hormone Optimization Therapy, HOT. 4. NAD Plus Precursors. 5. Key Nutraceuticals. Most of these interventions, according to the scientists, appear to have few, if any, serious side effects. We'll clarify what the science shows so that you can inform your own decisions. While we'll never tell you that any treatment is risk-free, you may find some to have a compelling asymmetrical risk-reward. In other words, some of these interventions involve very little risk for a potentially big upside. It's the secret all great investors use to make money, and the same principle can also help guide you to greater strength, vitality, and health than you might have thought possible, once you have the facts. We'll drill down into the upsides and downsides to help you make up your own mind after exploring these options with your medical practitioners. Sound fair enough to you? Then let's get started in seeing what some of the freshest breakthroughs offer us today. Therapeutic number 1. Peptides. Little proteins, big impacts. Back in the 1960s, at the peak of the Cold War arms race, the Soviet Union had a problem. To keep pace with America, they were pulling out all the stops to expand their nuclear program. But they couldn't stop their reactors from leaking, a big problem in military submarines. Sailors were dropping like flies with terminal cancers. In 1973, the generals tapped a young doctor and gerontologist named Vladimir Covinson to find a solution. Covinson's research team focused on the mini-proteins called peptides, the short chains of amino acids that help regulate cell division and gene expression. They're also a big part of our repair kit for every tissue and organ in our body. As signaling molecules, peptides bind like keys in a lock to protein receptors on a cell's surface. The Soviet scientists devised ways to isolate and extract and purify these protein fragments. Then they injected them into the at-risk sailors who stopped dying. They suddenly seemed to have vastly improved immune systems, and it wasn't a fluke. Years later, after the Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster, local residents who received peptide treatments had far lower cancer rates. We absorb peptides to a point from meats, fish, and plant-based proteins, beans, wheat, oats, in our diet. But as our body's peptide stockpile diminishes with age, It can lead to a loss of function and a weakened, vulnerable immune system. More than 80 peptides have been approved by the FDA to treat one or more diseases. Dozens more are in the regulatory pipeline. Unlike chemical drugs, peptides preserve the body's natural feedback loops and restore our homeostasis, our natural balanced state. If you're healthy, they can help you reach and sustain your physical peak. If you're ailing, there's a good chance they can help make you better. They're accepted as low-risk therapeutics for diabetes, cancer, and cardiovascular disease. Applications are in the works for neurodegenerative illnesses like Alzheimer's. Maybe most exciting, peptides are emerging as a valuable tool in battling autoimmune conditions and out-of-control inflammation, the root of all degenerative disease. Over the last 5 years, Dr. Mitchell Fleischer, a Virginia-based family physician who specializes in regenerative medicine, has successfully prescribed peptides to dozens of patients. A few months before we spoke, one of them, a 48-year-old truck driver, had a serious traffic accident. The injury threw the man's inflammatory response out of whack and sent his multiple sclerosis, an autoimmune disease that attacks the nervous system, into relapse. When he came to me, he was using a cane and dragging his right foot, Mitchell said. The man was lethargic, weak, achy, and barely living. He couldn't drive, he couldn't even work in his garden. He spent most of his time on his living room couch. Though his patient had an acute fear of needles, Mitchell persuaded him to try a cocktail of three commonly used peptides: thymosin alpha-1, thymosin beta-4, and BPC-157. 6 weeks later, the man walked up to the reception desk with a big grin and his cane held high above his head. "If this keeps up, Doc," he said, "I might dance an Irish jig." I know this sounds like hype, but the body has an amazing ability to heal when you provide it with the key ingredients it needs. This is why the FDA has approved more than 100 peptides. Their impact can be dramatic. To stave off feeling and looking older, millions of people have turned to the peptide supplement market for bodybuilding, performance enhancement, both athletic and sexual, and skin rejuvenation. As weapons in the war against aging, peptides have tremendous potential. As of 2019, their global market had grown to $70 billion. Properly administered, peptides are about as safe as you'd expect natural substances to be, since their molecules are mostly smaller than biological proteins or antibody medicines. They're less likely to set off immune system alarms and provoke inflammation. And since they hit their targets more selectively than chemical drugs, serious adverse side effects are rare, says Dr. Hector. Once their signaling is done, says Horst Kessler of the Institute for Advanced Study at TU Munich, peptides can be recycled by the body, no accumulation, no complicated detoxification. Since most peptides would get broken down by our gastrointestinal enzymes, they need to be injected in fatty tissue just under the skin, typically in the lower abdomen or upper arm, with tiny, ultra-fine insulin needles, similar to those used by diabetics who self-administer insulin. Recent advances like fail-safe auto-dosing pre-filled syringes have made these shots simple and easy to apply. A new generation of synthesized peptide variants can be taken less frequently, once a week, say, instead of daily. And more of them are now available orally, as a nasal spray or as topical creams. At the same time, we need to share two caveats. For starters, you'll need to seek out a reputable source. The black market is bad news, an online minefield. By one estimate, 4 of 5 peptides sold on the web are adulterated or outright fakes. The better way to go? A compounding pharmacy that fills customized prescriptions by licensed physicians or healthcare providers in a highly regulated, sanitary environment. Staffed by licensed professionals, these facilities meet strict federal standards for pharmaceutical-grade ingredients and quality-controlled processing. Then, you'll need to find the right doctor. Peptides are pleiotropic, which means they have multiple effects, and you'll want someone experienced in supervising their use. Doses vary from one patient to the next. Freelancing is a really bad idea. Overdoses can wipe out a peptide's benefits in terms of impact. More can actually be less. And sometimes it can even be dangerous if overdone. The International Peptide Society can refer you to a certified medical practitioner if you need one. A good compounding pharmacy should be able to do the same. And of course, if you like, we can connect you to a medical expert at lifeforce.com. One last piece of advice. Though the FDA affirms that peptides play a significant role in providing necessary medications for the public, the agency's rules for these vital therapies are in constant flux. Many peptides are still in the agency's new drug approval process, so you'll need to consult your doctor or pharmacy on their regulatory status and accessibility. But for anyone who's curious about these intriguing health span boosters, we'd like to offer a starter information kit. Speaking personally, I've found great value in peptides myself, including several on the following list. Since peptides' names are technical mouthfuls, we'll break them down into categories and give you quick summaries as a basis for further research by you and your regenerative physician. 1. To reduce appetite, promote fat loss, and rebalance our metabolism. The peptide semaglutide and other glucagon-like peptide 1 agonists have aced 4-year-plus clinical trials with subjects routinely losing 15% of their body weight or 30 pounds for someone weighing in at 200. Generally well-tolerated with a terrific safety profile, GLP-1s can be game-changers when added to a healthy diet, exercise, and other lifestyle changes. Occasional side effects, nausea, diarrhea, and flatulence, may not be suitable for individuals with a history of thyroid gland tumors. MOTS-C and humanin are derived from the mitochondria, our cells' power packs. Among other things, they may revitalize our carbohydrate and fat metabolism. This category of mitochondrial peptides is a potential wellspring of future innovation for longevity, health span, and peak performance. 2. To strengthen our immune system and combat its age-related decline. The peptide thymosin alpha-1, Zodaxin. As we age, our thymus gland gradually turns into fat tissue and stops producing the robust battalions of T cells that fight off infections or eliminate rogue cancer cells. If we had to choose a single peptide to help address immunological aging, according to Dr. Lopez, thymosin alpha-1 might be the one. TA1 has proven its ability to stimulate the immune system in both animal and human studies. It's also racked up promising data in fighting liver and kidney disease and rheumatoid arthritis, and is FDA approved for malignant melanoma, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. Its safety record is outstanding. As a potent anti-inflammatory and antioxidant, it may help keep you from getting sick in the first place. 3. To boost sexual arousal and satisfaction for both women and men. The peptide PT-141, bromelanotide, binds to receptors in the brain that are believed to be a central nervous system hub for sexual arousal and libido. This peptide has also been tested in clinical trials as an intranasal spray and is FDA approved for low sexual desire disorder in premenopausal women. Not recommended for those with uncontrolled hypertension or heart disease. 4. To heal the gut, ligaments, tendons, and skin. The peptide BPC-157 may promote speedier recovery from ligament tear reconstruction and rotator cuff tendon injuries. As we've already mentioned, this peptide has shown outstanding results in treating debilitating gut problems. I found that out firsthand after my bout with mercury poisoning, which does brutal things to the body. BPC-157 was one of the tools I used to help rebuild my gut, and it was extraordinarily effective. 5. To increase muscle mass, strengthen bones, revitalize skin, and restore youthful metabolism. The two peptides, sirmorelin and tesamorelin, mimic the action of growth hormone-releasing hormone, GHRH, a hotbed for new drug development. GHRHs stimulate the pituitary gland to secrete natural growth hormone. They're a lot cheaper than synthetic human growth hormone, HGH, and unlike HGH, can be legally prescribed off-label. What's the downside? If you take growth hormone or these peptides, you should be aware that growth hormone elevates levels of insulin-like growth factor 1, which has been shown in some studies to have a modest association with cancer risk. So it's critical that you work closely with your physician to determine what options are best based on your symptoms, blood work, and careful monitoring. 6. To revive our skin and restore our hair. The peptide GHKCU is a topical foam that can be used daily to erase fine lines and wrinkles. It counteracts cosmetic aging by boosting collagen synthesis up to 70%. According to Dr. William Seeds, chairman of the International Peptide Society, GHKCU also stimulates wound healing and amazing hair growth. Melanotin 1, Senesse, darkens our skin by stimulating the production of melanin pigment production. Melanotin 1 is FDA approved for treating skin damage in people with light intolerance and may also help those struggling with mold toxicity. For the rest of us, it offers aesthetic benefits while protecting against damaging ultraviolet radiation. It also has some intriguing potential side benefits: reduced appetite, higher fat metabolism, and increased sex drive. We could go on and on, as there are countless peptides either in use or in the pipeline for just about every organ system and tissue in the body from head to toe. I believe without a doubt that peptides deserve your consideration, whether you're looking to regenerate your body, prevent or recover from injuries, optimize your metabolism, improve your performance, or rejuvenate your immune system. Once again, we can help you locate professional medical experts at lifeforce.com, or you can turn for assistance to the International Peptide Society, as already mentioned. The following table is a quick summary to help you evaluate with your regenerative physician which peptides might be right for you. We've included the 6 already mentioned as well as 4 additional ones. You'll hear the name, the benefit, the category of use, and the way it's applied. Semaglutide. Category: weight loss peptide, insulin glucose management peptide. Delivered via injection. Targets the pancreas, liver, muscle, and fat. PT-141, bremelanotide. Category: sexual health peptide. Delivered via intranasal spray or injection. Triggers parts of the brain that are believed to be a hub for sexual arousal and libido, and melanocortin receptors. BPC-157, category: regenerative peptide, tissue remodeling. Delivered via oral or injection. Activates growth factors. Activates FAK paxillin and growth hormone receptors. Acts on fibroblasts and tenocytes. Thymosin alpha-1. Category: immunomodulation. Delivered via injection. Thymus, designed for T-cell, B-cell, and dendritic place maturation. Sermorelin, tesamorelin. Category: mobilizes stored body fat for fuel. Improves muscle mass, fat ratio, and body composition. Recovery from exercise, revitalizes skin. Delivered via injection. Optimizes IGF-1, stimulates synthesis and release of GH from pituitary. GHKCU. Category: skin, hair, and regenerative peptide, remodeling. Delivered via topical cream or injection. Anti-inflammatory, promotes extracellular matrix, collagen synthesis. Ipamorelin. Category: mobilizes stored body fat for fuel. Improves muscle mass, fat ratio, and body composition. Faster recovery from exercise, revitalizes skin. Delivered via injection. Optimizes IGF-1, promotes secretion of our own GH, activates ghrelin receptor, stimulates synthesis and release of GH from pituitary. MK-677, investigational new drug. Category: mobilizes stored body fat for fuel. Improves muscle mass, fat ratio, and body composition. Faster recovery from exercise, revitalizes skin. Delivered orally. Optimizes IGF-1. Promotes secretion of your own GH. Activates ghrelin receptor. stimulate synthesis and release of GH from pituitary. MOTSC/Humanin. Category: energy metabolism, physical working capacity, delivered via injection, mitochondrial peptides, activates liver, skeletal muscle, and brain. Melanotan 1. Category: skin and hair aesthetic cosmetics, off-target effects to decrease appetite and improve metabolism, delivered orally, activates alpha MSH receptors. Therapeutic number 2, metformin, the low-risk wonder drug. Metformin may have already saved more people from cancer deaths than any drug in history. Lewis Cantley, director of the Meyer Cancer Center at Weill Cornell Medical College. Now let's take a look at another amazing medicine, one that our friend Dr. David Sinclair and millions of other people utilize every day. Metformin, the FDA-approved first-line treatment for type 2 diabetes, metformin, is wildly popular in the longevity field. My co-authors Bob Hariri and Peter Diamandis have been taking it for years. So have futurist par excellence Ray Kurzweil and biotech entrepreneur Ned David. And so does Nobel Prize winner James Watson of Double Helix fame, who once went so far as to say that metformin might be our only real clue into the business of beating cancer. When a recent anti-aging forum of 300 people was asked who was using this medicine to extend their health span, half the audience raised their hands. As David Sinclair says, metformin might work on aging itself. A generic medicine modeled after a plant called French lilac, metformin has an unparalleled safety record over more than 60 years. It's used off-label to treat prediabetes and other endocrine, cardiovascular, and metabolic problems. How does metformin work? Like intermittent fasting and intensive exercise, it stresses the mitochondria. It throws the body into hunker-down and repair mode. With a three-pronged mechanism involving our liver, gut, and muscle cells, it lowers blood sugar, a critical factor for anti-aging. The beauty of metformin, as opposed to insulin or other diabetes meds, is that it won't drive the body into hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, a dangerous condition. If your level is healthy to begin with, metformin will keep it that way. Because metformin has been used so widely for many decades, it's been widely studied. Time and again, the studies suggest that metformin may reduce cancer risk and mortality by up to 40%, particularly with tumors of the lung, colon, pancreas, and breast. According to Lewis Cantley, the cell biologist who directs Meyer Cancer Center at Weill Cornell Medical College, metformin may have already saved more people from cancer deaths than any drug in history. The bombshell study that spotlighted metformin came out of Cardiff University in Britain in 2014. They discovered the diabetics on metformin were outliving the non-diabetics by a lot. The presumably healthier group was dying 15% sooner. Here was evidence that metformin may confer benefits in non-diabetic people. Who should consider metformin? If you're a non-diabetic looking for help with disease prevention, it boils down to a negotiation between you and your doctor. If you decide to move forward, metformin won't break the bank. It's covered by most insurance and costs pennies per pill. Even better, metformin has minimal side effects. When there are side effects, the most common are diarrhea, nausea, and bloating. But these tend to lessen over time. Metformin has been correlated with vitamin B12 and B6 deficiencies, which can lead to anemia. So be sure to monitor your vitamin levels and supplement as needed. Lactic acidosis, which is no joke, has been weakly associated with metformin, but this is mostly in people with acute kidney or liver failure. A controlled study out of the University of Kentucky found that metformin limited the growth of muscle mass in healthy people over 65 after 14 weeks of resistance weight training, though their muscles did get bigger. Since muscle mass is a well-known factor for health span and longevity, we asked Dr. Nir Barzilai, director of the Institute for Aging Research at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, about it. He responded that the exercisers taking metformin showed equivalent improvement in muscle function to the placebo group, and that the many anti-aging benefits of metformin in clearing out zombie senescent cells, for example, or reducing inflammation, more than outweighed the muscle mass factor. But what highlighted metformin more in recent years was its anti-inflammatory impact on the hallmarks of aging, from epigenetic changes to stem cell exhaustion. An article from Science said metformin turns down the cell's metabolic thermostat. It's slowing down our biological clock. In 2015, Barzilai won the FDA's blessing to run a radical, unprecedented study called TAME, or Targeting Aging with Metformin, a paradigm shift away from conventional whack-a-mole medicine. With partial funding from the American Federation for Aging Research, a private nonprofit, TAME will be the first randomized controlled clinical trial to take aim at the riddle of aging itself. We'll have those results by 2025 to see if metformin can give us an edge against aging. Based on metformin's sterling track record, Barzilai feels confident it will pass with flying colors, but TAME is only the beginning, a proof of concept. The long game is to compel the FDA to recognize aging as a disease or indication and open the door to developing even better next-gen drugs. The advance of anti-aging therapies will be dramatically accelerated, Barzilai predicted. Biotech is almost ready, and the pharmaceutical companies will be jumping in. Most importantly, it will make life much better for the elderly, and it will have a huge economic longevity dividend. If metformin can delay aging, extend health span, and increase life expectancy by as little as 2.2 years, it would save the U.S. an estimated $7 trillion over the next half century. Therapeutic number 3, hormone optimization therapy, getting back to our best selves. The importance of hormones can't be overstated. These natural chemical messengers regulate our growth and development early in life, our blood pressure and blood sugar, our sex drive and capacity to procreate, our sleep cycle, and just about all of our body's core functions. As people get older, a common occurrence is that hormone levels get off kilter. This can lead to fatigue, insomnia, and depression. We're more vulnerable to stress and less interested in sex. Our skin loses its youthful appearance, we lose muscle mass and accumulate body fat. We touched briefly on hormone optimization therapy, HOT, in Chapter 3, Diagnostic Power. But to restate, by addressing an individual's complete clinical picture and lifestyle with truly personalized precision medicine, HOT can help you avoid many downstream age-related conditions long before they set off biomarker alarms on a blood test. Unlike doctors using conventional hormone replacement therapy, HRT, physicians and allied health teams trained in HOT can paint a clinical picture of the best biological version of each patient. They diagnose the individual's current physical, biochemical, and occasionally genomic data, psychological state, consider their lifestyle, nutritional status, exercise capacity, medical history, and then craft a unique and customized program to restore the individual to their best self. HOT doesn't wait until something's broke to fix it. It's the epitome of preventative, proactive healthcare. Dr. Hector Lopez sorts HOT therapies into four buckets. 1. Male sex hormones. When optimized, according to Dr. Lopez, testosterone has broad and enormous benefits for both men and women. Here are just a few. Restored and enhanced energy levels, mood, sexual drive, exercise capacity and recovery, stress resilience, and bone health. It can even reduce your risk of heart disease. DHEA, a precursor to both testosterone and estrogen, may also be supplemented. Your body's production of it peaks in the mid-20s and declines from there. 2. Female sex hormones are essential to female health and quality of life, but they're also critical for men's libido, cardiovascular and brain protection, bone and joint function, and multi-organ system health. As Dr. Lopez notes, clinical findings have confirmed that progesterone can promote general calm and restful sleep, a healthy sex drive, and balanced blood sugar and fat metabolism. 3. Thyroid and adrenal hormones match energy supply with demand. They regulate our body temperature and sleep cycle, protect us against stress, and fortify our immune response. Thyroid optimization therapy administered orally centers around the two main thyroid hormones, T4 and T3, that govern overall cellular and tissue metabolism, from our brain to our cardiovascular system to our skin and GI tract. Pregnenolone and DHEA, adrenal gland hormones, while having health benefits themselves, are building blocks for many other hormones, including estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and cortisol. 4. The human growth hormone, HGH/insulin-like growth factor 1, IGF-1 axis, acts via the hypothalamus and pituitary gland to regulate whole body organ and tissue repair, remodeling, and regeneration. Carefully monitored HOT in this area can rejuvenate a patient's muscle-to-fat ratio, skin appearance, brain health, sleep quality, and daytime energy. IGF-1 is the active molecule and biomarker that offers most of the benefits of both HGH-stimulating peptides and HGH injections. More lean muscle mass, more efficient fat burning, quicker recovery from intense exercise, even improved brain function. The HGH-stimulating secretagogues, or peptides, have often provided most of the reliable benefits of HGH and IGF-1 itself, with fewer side effects or risk. Well-trained physicians and allied health teams who have embraced HOT over conventional HRT recognize that no intervention is risk-free. However, according to Dr. Hector Lopez, many of these risks have been overstated, and fears that hormone treatments cause cancer or heart disease are largely unsubstantiated from flawed interpretations of the clinical research. As Dr. Lopez described, the Women's Health Initiative, WHI, study caused a chilling effect on hormone therapies for women around the world, but an objective analysis of the WHI and Million Women study data revealed that when utilizing the appropriate dose and administration form, HOT may actually be cardioprotective, neuroprotective, and help stem the tide of physiological aging. In fact, women's health and their hormonal profiles are so important that we have an entire chapter on women's health written by the Buck Institute's Jennifer Garrison and Dr. Carolyn DeLucia, a practicing OBGYN for more than 30 years, to guide the women listening to this book. In fact, declining estrogen, progesterone, and other hormones are associated with increased risk of cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, type 2 diabetes, and even dementia. Physicians practicing HOT utilize protocols that combine the best practices of evidence-based guidelines from around the world with each patient's unique clinical picture, the presence of any red flags, detailed lab analysis of many biochemical and nutritional biomarkers, careful monitoring, well-balanced dosing, routes of administration, age, and other risk factors. According to Dr. Lopez, our hormone optimization protocols draw upon an extensive database of successfully managing thousands of patients, navigating the potential risks while providing enormous upside health and peak performance benefits. Likewise, in men, a careful assessment of clinical symptoms, physical examination, lifestyle factors, and biochemical lab data are all necessary not only to determine if you are a candidate for HOT with true testosterone deficiency, but also to rule out any important red flags that would require a deeper investigation and may lead to alternative therapeutic options. An HOT approach that incorporates updated guidelines from the Endocrine Society and other leading organizations, alongside integrative, comprehensive, and customized solutions with careful monitoring, serves to guide our patients to maximizing health outcomes while managing any potential risks. Ultimately, HOT practitioners carefully weigh potential benefits with potential risks and the opportunity costs with various RX, lifestyle, and nutraceutical interventions to inform and empower patients as partners in optimizing their health and performance journey. Most importantly, the focus with HOT, as opposed to conventional HRT, has now shifted from a reactive, sickness-based, fragmented model to the proactive, preventative, and integrative care model in an effort to promote longevity and enhance health span and peak performance living. If it seems like there's a lot of overlap among these four categories of hormones, that's a good thing. It means you've been paying attention. Therapeutic number 3, NAD plus supplementation, recharging our cellular batteries. NAD replacement is one of the most exciting things happening in the biology of aging. Dr. Nir Barzilai, director of the Institute for Aging Research, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Here's a refresher from Chapter 4, Turning Back Time. NAD plus is a helper molecule, a coenzyme, found in every cell in our body. It partners with our sirtuin vitality genes, those signaling proteins that regulate cell metabolism and longevity genes, to keep those cells in good working order. Specifically, it helps process nutrients into ATP, the power currency of our cells. NAD plus is an essential component of all living things. We'd be gone without it. As molecules go, NAD plus is so big and bulky that it can't get past a cell's outer membrane. To keep us up and running, a variety of smaller precursors molecules that can enter a cell are naturally converted to NAD plus once they pass through our cell's outer membrane into our cells. They're actually versions of vitamin B3, also known as niacin. For the most part, this process works just fine when we're younger. But by middle age, for reasons scientists are still figuring out, we lose half or more of our NAD plus reserve. Poor sleep, unhealthy eating, too much alcohol, and prolonged low-grade inflammation deplete us even more. Here's a short list of the consequences: obesity, chronic fatigue, diminished brain function, and accelerated aging. Our cells absorb small amounts of NAD plus precursors from certain foods, but it would be a tall order to drink enough milk or eat enough salmon or mushrooms to make up for our age-driven shortfall. So, what's the solution? It's twofold. The first solution, according to Dr. David Sinclair and other top scientists in the age reversal space, lies in NAD plus supplements. Sinclair's supplement of choice is nicotinamide mononucleotide, NMN. What we're seeing in animal trials has been nothing short of spectacular. Older mice on NAD plus precursor supplements became slimmer, with improved insulin sensitivity and more youthful stem cell function. They returned to more youthful circadian rhythms and sleep cycles. Other rodent studies have shown dramatic impact on dementia, kidney and liver disease, osteoporosis, noise-related hearing loss, and cancer. A few have shown increased mouse lifespan. An Australian study published in Cell found that small doses of NMN dissolved in drinking water dramatically improved egg quality and increased the ratio of live births among older female mice. Our findings suggest there is an opportunity to restore female reproductive function using oral administration of NAD-boosting agents, which would be far less invasive than IVF, in vitro fertilization. Scientific interest in NAD+ and its precursors has exploded, and dozens of other preliminary human studies, from sleep and cognition to premature skin aging, are now in progress. While NAD+ precursors have satisfied the FDA's criteria for supplement safety, a few studies point to possible long-term risks. It is critically important to know where you are getting your supplements from. The source has to be safe, stable, and vetted. As mentioned in Chapter 4, and it's worth saying again, a quick visit to Google or Amazon will reveal at least a dozen different brands selling what they claim to be NMN, with prices ranging from $24 to $95 for 60 tablets. The challenge is that a lot of these supplements do not in fact contain actual NMN when tested in the lab. And in many cases, it isn't a stable form of the molecule and can degrade in under 60 days. In 2019, the Wistar Institute found that higher NAD plus levels increased inflammation from senescent cells in mice, which in turn provoked the growth of pancreatic and ovarian tumors. NAD plus supplements for anti-aging, the researchers concluded, should be administered with precision. While Sinclair agrees that the Wistar findings merit further exploration, he's not overly concerned. "My lab has been studying cancer in mice for the last 3 years," he told us, "and we haven't seen any evidence that NAD boosting makes any cancer worse. If anything, it slows the cancer down. I want to be the first person to know if there is any risk because my whole family takes this stuff. If there is ever a day I find toxicity, I'm going to tweet it out to all my followers and stop taking it." There is a second solution for restoring NAD plus levels in our aging bodies that involves preventing its loss in the first place. Dr. Hector Lopez believes the available data strongly supports the notion that there is a leaky sink whereby NAD plus levels decrease as a result of chronic inflammation and aberrant immune activation. He and his partners at Juven3, a company that leverages molecular data-driven technology to discover and develop novel ingredient solutions that address longevity, healthy aging, immune health, and neurocognitive and metabolic wellness, have introduced a promising new player to restore healthier levels of NAD+ called NAD3. What exactly is NAD3 and how does it work? NAD3 is a patent-pending nutraceutical containing a unique wasabi japonica extract, theacrine and copper 1 niacin complex. Preliminary preclinical and human studies suggest that it turbocharges enzymes that boost the conversion of NAD+ precursors, such as NMN, to NAD+, while also suppressing the activity proteins that deplete NAD+. Dr. Lopez explains, NAD3 co-supplementation with any NAD+ precursor, such as NMN, is like playing both on offense and defense at the same time. As we're writing this, a pivotal human clinical trial of over 60 subjects taking a daily 312-milligram dose of NAD3 is being completed. Dr. Lopez is measuring all the health-related biomarkers, including cardiovascular risk factors, lipids such as VLDL, LDL, triglycerides, telomere length, and gene expression, plus other molecular hallmarks of aging. Once it's completed and in publication, we'll be sharing all the exciting data with you on lifeforce.com. What we can see already is that NAD3's effects seem to reach beyond the mere increase in NAD plus levels. There are also other non-NAD plus dependent molecular hallmarks of aging, vitality, and human performance that are being impacted. As Dr. Lopez shares, NAD3 has preliminarily been shown to slow down inflammatory signaling and telomere loss and improve antioxidant responses, lipid metabolism, and genomic instability. Remember that we accumulate DNA damage over our lifespan. NAD3 also plays offense again and hits the accelerator to amplify the molecular signature or gene expression profile of genes associated with healthy cellular aging, longevity, and resilience. The technology behind NAD3 set out to mimic the biochemical profile or signature associated with longevity-geared activities like exercise, fasting, refeeding, Mediterranean diets, sauna thermal stress, healthy sleep and circadian alignment, stress management and social connection. While it's early days for NAD3 and much about how NAD plus influences human health and the biology of aging remains to be studied, Peter and I each take NAD3 every day and remain enthusiastic and excited given the potential upside and relatively safe profile. The developers of NAD3 have invested heavily into the pipeline of mechanistic preclinical science and human clinical research as they are committed to providing a solid body of evidence. This approach will push the forefront, advance the field of longevity, and make an undeniable impact on human health span for society. Therapeutics number 4, nutraceuticals, safe and natural health span enhancers. Let's next go beyond NAD plus supplementation, peptides, metformin, and hormones, and ask the question, what else should you consider taking that is safe and has a compelling risk-reward ratio? To answer this, Dr. Lopez shared with us a list of over-the-counter nutraceuticals that can significantly boost health span and performance. But before we review that list, Dr. Lopez wanted to pass along two caveats. One, although all of these nutraceuticals are freely and widely available and have strong safety profiles, it's a good idea to discuss them with your health professional before adding them to your daily regimen. Every individual has a unique health span history and game plan, and each nutraceutical has its relative risk, accessibility, potential efficacy, and body of scientific data. 2. No matter which nutraceuticals you ultimately decide to explore, their impact will be universally enhanced by health span promoting activities, regular aerobic exercise and strength training, a healthful diet and time-restricted eating when appropriate, optimal sleep, social connection, and stress management and mindfulness techniques. Here's one thing to keep in mind as you listen to this book. A healthy lifestyle is the bedrock foundation for all regenerative medicine and health span enhancing interventions. Here's Dr. Lopez's list of 8 key nutraceuticals, most of which you've probably heard about and may already be taking. 1. Vitamin D3 boasts a strong safety profile, along with broad and deep evidence that links it to brain, metabolic, cardiovascular, muscle, bone, lung, and immune health. New and emerging research suggests that vitamin D supplements may also slow down our epigenetic biological aging. 2. Omega-3 fish oil. Over the last 30 years or so, the typical Western diet has added more and more pro-inflammatory omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acids versus anti-inflammatory omega-3 PUFAs. Over the same period, we've seen an associated rise in chronic inflammatory diseases, including obesity, cardiovascular disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and Alzheimer's disease. Rich in omega-3s, fish oil is another incredibly versatile nutraceutical tool with multi-pronged benefits from head to toe. By restoring a healthier PUFA ratio, it especially helps your brain and heart. Regular consumption of fatty fish like salmon has been linked to a lower risk of congestive heart failure, coronary heart disease, sudden cardiac death, and stroke. In an observational study, omega-3 fish oil supplementation was also associated with a slower biological clock. 3. Magnesium deficiency affects more than 45% of the U.S. population. Supplements can help us maintain brain and cardiovascular health, normal blood pressure, and healthy blood sugar metabolism. They may also reduce inflammation and help activate our vitamin D. 4. Vitamin K1 and K2 supports blood clotting, heart, blood vessel health, and bone health. 5. Choline supplements with brain bioavailability such as CDP choline, citicoline, or alpha-GPC can boost your body's storehouse of the neurotransmitter acetylcholine and possibly support liver and brain function while protecting it from age-related insults. 6. Creatine. This one may surprise you since it's often associated with serious athletes and fitness buffs. But according to Dr. Lopez, it's a bona fide arrow in my longevity nutraceutical quiver for most individuals and especially older adults. As a co-author of a 2017 paper by the International Society for Sports Nutrition, Dr. Lopez, along with contributors, stated that creatine not only enhances recovery, muscle mass, and strength in connection with exercise, but also protects against age-related muscle loss and various forms of brain injury. There's even some evidence that creatine may boost our immune function and fat and carbohydrate metabolism. Generally well-tolerated, creatine has a strong safety profile at a daily dose of 3 to 5 grams. 7. Omega-3 Optimizer, Smart Prime Ohm. With his partners, Dr. Lopez has leveraged artificial intelligence to identify a cocktail of methylation pathway nutrients and plant-based bioactive ingredients found in sesame seed oil extract that can expand the benefits of fish oil and increase activity of genes and enzymes responsible for increasing the body's pool of omega-3s like DHA, DPA, and EPA. Smart Prime Ohm also promotes delivery of omega-3s in the ideal biochemical phospholipid package to increase benefits for most cells, tissues, and major organs. 8. 23 Vitals for Nutraceutical Immune Optimization was formulated to shore up our bodies on a molecular level and rejuvenate our immune system. It contains 23 bioactive ingredients, covering more than 50 human clinical trials showing immune system bolstering and other ingredients to support our digestive tract, respiratory and cardiovascular health, and muscle and joint recovery from exercise stress. It's designed to promote a healthy immune response when we need to fight off a challenge, and then tone down inflammation once the threat has been neutralized and the wave has receded. Available in a ready-to-mix powder, I use this personally and am also an investor in the company. This is not intended to be an exhaustive list, but it should give you a taste of some powerful steps you can take to enhance your body's extraordinary capacity, things that you can do now. To learn more about advanced nutraceuticals, hormones, and peptides, and to explore a custom regimen for improving vitality and performance, simply visit our website. We're living in exciting times, and technology is speeding up the evaluation of every medicine and form of nutrient known to man. New formulations are being created at a breakneck pace. The opportunity for us to support our bodies and being the best for decades beyond what we have in the past is now with us. Decide if any of these are right for you. Are there some peptides that might make sense? Should you be tested for your hormones so that you can make sure that you're at your optimum? Is the power of NAD Plus important to you? Dr. Lopez has created three formulations containing these key nutraceuticals to take throughout the day: Peak Rise, Peak Health Span, and Peak Rest. I use all three of these, as does Peter. Our mission is to make it easy and convenient for you to live the best life that you possibly can. You have a great checklist to consider evaluating with your health professional. And again, you can have a telemedicine consultation with one of our medical experts at lifeforce.com. We'll also continue to publish new breakthroughs here after the publication of this book. In the end, let me be crystal clear. In the race to find a safe and effective silver bullet against aging, you'd be hard-pressed to predict a winner. Will it be metformin, NAD Plus boosters helping out your sirtuin proteins, the Wnt signaling pathway, genetic reprogramming, or perhaps some synergy between two or more of these tools? After all, as Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, reminds us, aging is a complex process controlled by more than one protein encoded by one gene. It stands to reason that the longevity fix will be equally complex. Still, Dr. David Sinclair is confident that somebody is going to do it. There are just too many ongoing clinical trials, he says, for everybody to strike out. Sooner than later, according to Sinclair, aging will become just one more treatable disease. I know this is like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, so thanks for sticking with me. Let's continue our journey. In the next chapter, I'm going to dive into a topic that almost everyone has to deal with in their life: physical pain. Because of my 10-inch growth spurt and a lot of other challenges I've faced in my life, I've found some incredibly effective tools that I use that have gotten me out of pain. Let's discover how to live a truly healthy and pain-free life. Powerful senolytic medicines. The jury is still out. Listen to this only if you're an anti-aging geek or a passionate biohacker. We'd like to give you just a few notes on two therapies that could have huge health span and longevity benefits. But based on the current research, they may have too much risk without enough certain corresponding reward. We're only bringing these to you because if you start studying things in the anti-aging space, you're sure to hear about these. However, many experts believe, as we do, that more research is needed to establish a favorable benefit-to-risk ratio. In any case, we'll definitely be keeping an eye on these two therapies, and as new science comes forward, we'll bring you more updates on our website. First, senolytic medicines. Senescent cells are the zombie cells that refuse to die and that inflame surrounding cells, tissues, and organs. They're on the most wanted list for contributing to type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, and certain cancers. Senolytics are therapies that eliminate these cells, help stave off degenerative disease, and possibly disrupt the mechanism of aging at its source before it moves downstream. In the anti-aging arena, Dr. James Kirkland at the Mayo Clinic is leading research on dasatinib, the anti-leukemia drug, in combination with the plant-based supplement quercetin. In a small human pilot study, this cocktail improved mobility and stamina in patients with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a progressive and lethal scarring of lung tissue. But no peer-reviewed study has yet to show that senolytics actually reduce the number of senescent cells in people. And while many scientists believe the overarching strategy is sound, dasatinib can have serious off-target effects: vomiting, bleeding gums, anemia, heart arrhythmias. One promising alternative, fisetin, a plant-based substance that is far more powerful than quercetin. In a preclinical study by Dr. Kirkland's team at the Mayo Clinic, fisetin extended the lifespan of aging mice by close to 10%. The second treatment is rapamycin, and has been used since 1999 to prevent transplant patients from rejecting their new organs. In 2007, it won additional FDA approval to treat metastatic renal cell carcinoma, the most common kidney cancer. Off-label, it's widely called upon to protect against graft-versus-host disease and to coat coronary stents. But what has the health span and longevity world buzzing is rapamycin's unmatched anti-aging track record in animal trials. The National Institute on Aging's Intervention Testing Program has tested middle-aged mice with dozens of drugs, supplements, foods, plant extracts, hormones, and peptides. Only six substances have shown significant lifespan benefits. Resveratrol, fish oil, and green tea all failed the test. Aspirin did a little better. But rapamycin beat all comers, extending median survival by as much as 18% for females and 10% for males. When combined with metformin, which had little impact on its own, rapamycin racked up a 23% average survival dividend for both sexes, plus a sizable increase in maximum lifespan. In a study by Dr. Matt Kaeberlein at the University of Washington, a 3-month course of rapamycin increased remaining life expectancy in the middle-aged lab mice by up to 60%. In the health span arena, Dr. Kaeberlein and co-author Veronica Galvin concluded, rapamycin delays or even reverses nearly every age-related disease or decline in function in which it has been tested, including cancers, cardiac dysfunction, kidney disease, obesity, cognitive decline, periodontal disease, macular degeneration, muscle loss, stem cell function, and immune senescence. So what's the catch? At typical clinical doses, rapamycin is part of a powerful immunosuppressant regimen for transplant patients that makes people significantly more vulnerable to bacterial infections. It can impair wound healing. And as yet, there's no clinical trial data to show that its remarkable lifespan-enhancing results in animals can be replicated in people. A highly publicized human trial by the biopharma startup RestoreBio, focused on respiratory illnesses and immune response to a vaccine challenge, was promising yet inconclusive. Even so, scientists like RestoreBio co-founder Joan Manick believe that rapamycin, or synthetic facsimiles known as rapalogs, will ultimately break through as a safe and effective anti-aging therapy. The key, Dr. Manick says, is to use lower and more intermittent dosing than the standard for transplant patients.